our interview with Cather Balloony, his experience of the Montreal riots a day after they happened.
Man, it's so big seeing cop and the cops killed somebody has like almost 18 years and that's what I heard from somebody told me now it's like the big thing happened yesterday, but I saw on the television too.
Yeah.
And it's gonna be happen today, I'm sure. And
really?
It killed this black guy yesterday and
he was black, eh?
Yeah, and a few months ago, like 1 year ago, they killed one Arabic guy.
Yeah.
Young guy.
Yeah.
Also.
Yeah.
And a few years ago, before I came here, somebody told me to kill, I'm very calm, to kill, like, a Tunisian guy.
Yeah.
You know, just like, I don't know why, to kill, like, I don't know. But, Jeff, I want to tell you something.
What?
The police has a lot of stress, too. I'll be honest.
Oh, they do, don't they? Oh, they do, yeah.
We'd be fair, the police has a lot of stress, a lot of pressure, you know, and, man, I feel like I can't say nothing, you know.
Yeah, they rushed them, too. There was a crowd rushing them.
Yeah, I'm sensitive with the police, too, you know what I mean? Like, I can't say the police do bad work, because they do good job, you know, and so,
yeah.
Sometimes I had a mistake like this,
yeah.
But... And bottom line, the police has a lot of pressures.
Yeah.
A lot of pressures.
I'm sure the divorce rate and the alcoholism rate in the police department are quite high.
Yeah. And everybody call police. For nothing to call police.
Well,
nothing.
Sometimes the police think something is nothing, too. I mean, sometimes you call them, 20 minutes later they come, and you say, well, I'm lucky to be alive. Where have you been? You know, and sometimes you call them, and it's right away, and you're surprised. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I see. Oh, well.
I didn't accept the guy who was killed last night. Yeah, I'm not accept that, and...
No.
And they said, this is very bad job, the police shot him in the feet or something like that. And everybody saying here, they said, why not shoot him in the leg? And that's it. One time in the leg, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know either. I guess that's the bottom line, eh? We weren't there. We don't know.
Oh, yeah. I hope it doesn't go the same what's happened in France. I hope it is, because the study big thing here and here, I hope it doesn't make any relationship, you know what I mean?
Well, I'm not surprised. I mean, the government of Ontario has treated minorities and disabled people and unemployed people very poorly for the last 6 years, and I don't think they connected with what went on in France, but I've mentioned before on the show, I mentioned on the, you know, the web, they have a web input for the remedies for poverty. If you want to suggest what to do about poverty, you go to the web and you put your suggestion. And I've written them, I said, you know, the problems we're facing are problems that cause riots in France. I hope you solve these problems soon, you know? It is a worldwide thing. Disadvantaged people are...
Yeah, but
not liking but being kept down, you know?
Yeah, but here in Canada, the citizen, Canadian, you know, they have the same legality. It's not like France. France is very, you know?
I don't know. If you're black and the police suspect you, you know, it seems they're much quicker with their guns. I don't know if the legality is the same, but the reality is different.
Yeah, how many black kids were shot also?
But there is discrimination here, and it is
discrimination.
It is quiet.
Yeah, discrimination. It's everywhere in the world. It's not only here.
Well, this is Canadian discrimination. On one hand, we say, you know, we want to do something about it. On the other hand, we shoot people. This is the Canadian way. You know, in the States, they go, well, there's no discrimination, you know.
Yeah.
Forget it, you know. Here we say, oh, yeah, there's discrimination. We'll help you, you know, and then bang. Yeah.
Oh, man, the discrimination, like, it's
everywhere.
Vatican,
it's human. Isn't it?
And the Vatican, we have discrimination. And the Mecca, the for Muslim as them, you know?
The
human being is so bad.
You have never talked about why you felt threatened in New York. Do you care to comment on that now, or is that something you wouldn't like to enlarge on? Can you talk about it?
About New York?
Yeah.
I can talk to you about
how you felt and why you wanted to leave.
Yeah, New York, it's... you know, New York, I had big story at New York, and...
Big story?
Big story.
Story, okay.
Yeah, I have story. I was living... When I went to United States, I remember I was living in the shelter.
Oh, okay.
And I was living too with Harlem, with the homeless and penniless. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And for like 6 or 7 months.
Yeah.
And they treat me very good, very nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. And I have my food, my breakfast, my lunch, my supper, my dinner.
Yeah.
And they give me the token. For metro.
The
token.
Tokens. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. To metro and.
For the subway. Yeah.
Yeah. For subway and. Yeah, and I have my bed. You know.
Yeah.
It's so clean.
Yeah.
The rooms. It's so clean. I was living with 10. You know. The shelter. You know. The shelter,
yeah. Yeah.
It was so clean.
I know.
Yeah, it's so clean. It's yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so after six months, I decide to move.
Yeah.
And its organization, it helped me to move.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah, and I moved to other places, and the smaller room.
Yeah.
And this organization, they took charge.
Yeah.
And they paid the landlord and.
Yeah.
After 2 months, the same organization find me another place.
Very good.
Yeah, but this place, they put me with the Muslims community.
Yeah.
And that's it. The Muslim community after the...
2009.
I was living in the mosque for for a few days.
Yeah.
After my community, Algerian community knows.
After what community?
At Algerian.
Oh yeah.
And they knows I'm living in the mosque. They came and took me 5 days or took me 1 week. But after that, another friend who I made, it's a Moroccan.
Yeah.
He said, "Kader, no way you want to stay like this," and. I
no way, what? Do you want to stay?
You want to stay like just 5 days here, 1 day here.
Yeah.
He said, "No, Kader, you have to live with us now." Moroccan friend from Morocco.
Okay.
Yeah, I was living with them. And and I started helping myself. I started to learn many things and life. And and after that, I started to do... Friend, he said, "Kader, can you help yourself? You have to sell something." I said, "Why not?" And I remember I had $100.
Yeah.
And he said, I want to help you to buy for you the cars, because he was selling phone car.
Very good.
And he said, "Okay, let's go do that." And he gave me $440.
Oh yeah.
I give him only 100.
Mm-hmm.
I remember, and I started to sell 1 day, 2, 3, you know.
Yeah.
I make like just $5, $3 a day, $6.
Yeah.
And after that, I went to Manhattan, I remember, with somebody, and he bought for me socks, perfume, and he said to me, "You have to sell the watch." I started to sell some stuff from the mosque, and I made good money.
Oh, good.
And one day, somebody approached me. He said to me, "Kader, if you want, I want to help you. You can make a table here, and you can sell the phone card."
You can what?
You can sell the phone card.
Yeah.
The calling card.
Yep.
Okay, he said yes, and he bought a table and
good.
And he put a lot of cards for me, and he started to sell. Man, I started with $100 after like 3 months after. I started to sell for like, you know, for 20,000 each month.
Oh.
After it grew up to 40.
What's this, on the sidewalk?
At sidewalk, yeah.
Yeah.
After it came like almost like $70,000 monthly.
Wow.
Yeah. And I was like, I made good connection with the companies after I was very famous.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I had good reputation and
yeah,
and all the company to give me for like the cards, like how much I want after I pay for when I sell them.
Yeah,
that's how I started after I opened my store.
Yeah,
it's not a big store; it was small.
No, you don't need a big store for phone
no,
cards.
No, it's not. That's true. It's cadre communication, and I was yeah.
All right.
Yeah, and after I had good business, and I had, you know.
Yeah.
After when I was living, like I said to you before, I was living with a friend.
Yeah.
I rent apartment by myself, and I buy the car.
Yeah.
And, you know, I can't see, I can't drive, but I have somebody to help me. I want to send them to bring, I have friends who can drive, and,
yep.
You know, yeah, and after when it came 9/11, after 9/11, everything changed.
What changed? I know everything changed, but what changed for you?
Yeah, it changed for me after the immigration in the United States. Like you said, oh, somebody doesn't have people who have to go to a special station. I went and.
So you had an immigration application in?
I had, but like I was not accepted.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but and because my visa it was ended.
Oh, okay.
That's the reason. It's not for nothing. That's for the.
Yep.
Yeah, once I went for special station, I feel like it's not good welcome for Arab Muslims now. And
no,
I was.
They register them all, eh?
Yeah.
Oh.
And they took my passport, and you know, and
really?
It's not all. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it's not all. I'll be honest, immigration in it is to treat me good, but, like, you know?
Yeah.
But doesn't treat everybody good, only a few.
Okay. Who's that? Who doesn't treat everybody, only a few?
Immigration.
Where, in the States?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But I was lucky, I have no problem.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, but when I feel I was not happy. One day I asked the judge, "Where is my passport?" He said to me, "I don't know."
Oh, dear.
I was like, man,
yeah.
How you don't know? You judge, you don't know?
Yeah.
And I feel like that's it.
Yeah.
And that's why I feel free and jumped to Canada. I came back. Yeah.
You came without a passport?
Yeah, but I showed them. I showed them and the border here.
Yeah.
I said to them, I don't have my passport. I showed them my paper, immigration gave it to me in the States.
Oh.
But my passport was like, immigration in Canada, they know.
They know?
Yeah, they know everything, yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay.
Okay. Well, it's an interesting story, and I'm glad you came.
No, it's okay. And I'm glad to say a story, because the story it's came on my own story, you know, and
yeah.
It happened to me, and everybody like knows,
yeah.
And I want everybody knows too.
Okay.
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah, nothing to hide.
I was in the United States. I was had good life. I have a store. I have a car. I have apartment. I have friends. I lost everything.
Yeah, I know how that happens.
Yeah.
It's not nice.
Yeah.
So, things are a little better here, but you still have not got your acceptance. What are you doing in your time?
On my time, we had good artistic thing happen Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, you told me. What happened with that?
Yeah, it's 25 artists came on my place here and did the mural.
Yep. Where's the mural?
I can't say. It happened in the backyard church. It's everybody painting.
So
and,
maybe in the churchyard is the mural.
Yeah, okay. In the backyard church. And after, like big amazing big my picture and mirror.
Okay.
Yeah, but I don't know. And some poems, some poem, and after yesterday, and we have food.
Oh yeah.
One woman, she's called. Her name is Sister Sabria.
Yeah.
She called.
Yeah.
And she loved me a lot, and she called. She said, "Who can it be when you have the food?"
Uh-huh.
And my friend Mary, she told her, "We have some cheese, some cookies." She said, "No. How about I want to bake for 100 person?"
Oh, okay.
And she brought amazing macaroni with sauce with the vegetable.
Okay.
And she brought samosa.
Oh, and she's good at that, eh?
Huh?
She's good at that.
Oh, she's good. She's working because she's working in good. And she's working in university kitchen.
Okay.
Yeah, and she brought like mini thing. Oh, you know, can you imagine the food? She said 400, but more than 100.
Oh God.
We have the same food for 2 days.
Yeah.
And plus like cookies, plus you know.
Yeah.
With the woman here, she had. Store, she had a bakery store.
Yeah.
She gave to us, she sent me donation for like 24 donuts, 2,000 donuts.
Oh, God.
Yeah, and somebody also sent coffees. Oh, it's amazing. Like,
yeah.
You know, every time you say Carter, like everybody give donation.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good.
It's nice. And we have the media came.
Yeah.
Television Radio Canada came, and Journal du Devoir, Journal de Montréal. We have good articles.
Yeah.
It's all good.
That's good.
Yeah.
Any more to report? Any progress with the CD or with the slam poetry?
Oh, yeah. Yesterday I played slam poetry.
Yeah.
And with my guitar.
Yeah.
This is my first experience.
Yeah.
And believe me, it's so good.
Okay.
I'm thinking that's going to be my style now. That's it.
What's ahead for next week? Do you know? You take one day at a time?
The same.
One day at a time.
Hmm?
One day at a time. Wow.
I don't understand.
Sufficient unto the day is the trouble thereof, or is the problems thereof, whatever. If you are dealing with new things all the time, it is better to deal with them in each day separately. You know, you finish a day, then you start another day, and you finish that day.
Yeah, but each time we have something.
Yeah.
Each day I have something. I can't say something. Sometimes I never have the same days.
Yeah. Okay.
No. I'm always. Do something like now. My program now it's gonna be changed the music.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and now I want because I have to prepare myself to next month. If I'm here, I want to try. Anyway, I'm here or I'm out.
Yeah.
I'll be try to keep I'm thinking how can I give more classes.
Classes.
Yeah, for students, because I stopped and I have to...
I didn't know you were doing that. When did you stop?
I stopped just like a few months ago.
Just before we started talking, yeah.
Yeah, and...
So are they music classes?
No. I give classes, French classes. And
oh, French.
French classes, Arabic classes.
Very good.
Yeah, but I want to study again maybe next month.
That's a good time.
Yeah, and I have to make a plan how I can do that because I have many students and
All right. Well.
All right.
Keep your ears open for that acceptance.
Yeah. Have a good week.
Thanks, Cutter.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Bye.